Hey everyone, I'm Kirill Sexenov. I'm a PM on the web platform team. And myself and two of my colleagues, Andy and Josh, will be showing you the Magic Mirror powered by a hosted web app. Now, you may have seen the Magic Mirror before on the Raspberry Pi blog. People have created Magic Mirrors in the past. And what they did is made a mirror that's a two-way mirror, and behind it there's a screen. And the screen shows you the time and the weather. Now, this is really useful because when you're getting ready in the morning, you want some of this information, right? You want to see the time, you want to see the weather, you want to get ready for the day. But what we thought we'd do is evolve that concept. Take it and add to it. So how do we make it better? We thought we'd personalize it. We'd add authentication so it knows who you are. When the Magic Mirror knows who you are, it can show you even more relevant information in the morning. It can show you things like your favorite stock or the one that you're looking to trade. And it can show you the traffic from home to work. So without further ado, I'll bring in Josh and he'll show you a demo of our Magic Mirror.
Hey everyone, this is Josh Rennert from the web platform team. So Kirill kind of introduced the idea of having the Raspberry Pi 3 connected to Windows IoT Core. So I'll kind of explain the experience and how it all kind of fits in together. So in the mirror here, we're running a hosted web app. A hosted web app is essentially a website that's wrapped in a universal Windows app. And with this website, you can also access universal Windows API. So I'll kind of run through the experience and show you what we've done today. So first, in order for the face authentication to work, we've really personalized this mirror experience. I'm going to create my profile so it can learn a little bit about me. And then it'll learn my face. And then I'll show you how our mirror interacts with myself and what information it displays. So here on the laptop, it's also running Windows 10, and it's running the same universal Windows app. So here I'm going to set up my profile. I'm going to create my name. Email, zip code, home address, and other work address and other information, and then stock. Let's put Microsoft here. That's how they're doing today. Okay. So it learned a bit of my basic personal information. So now let's Get a good picture that works. Okay. And then it sees it detects my face. You want to make sure you get a good candidate photo. So it can clearly see who you are and distinguish between other people. Okay, so that was a success. So we created the profile, and since it's all running on a web server, it's automatically propagated. We don't have to refresh the app or anything. So right now on the Magic Mirror, it's in its basic state, its rest state. Right now it's showing you the time, the date, and nothing else. So you can so let me walk around the screen and kind of show what happens. Okay, so if I tilt it this way, we have a webcam showing up at the front here. So if I stand back here, it says, "Hello, is it you?" So I'm in a relatively near distance, and it recognizes that my face is actually detected by the webcam. So if I come even closer here, it needs to see my face. And finally, it logged me in. So, "Hello, Josh. This is the profile that I just created. You can see that the Microsoft stock is displayed in the bottom. And you can also see travel time based off of the home and the address that I, the home address and the work address that I'd input. We have 28 minutes drive time with medium traffic since it's roughly rush hour at the current moment. So you can see that I have a very personalized information catered to my profile. It recognizes who I am. And if I step off screen, we implemented a timeout to kind of to log you out automatically when a face is no longer detected. So after a few seconds, the personal information will go away, as it just did. So let's try and see what happens when you have someone who's not authenticated. And for that, my colleague Andy will be taking over from here.
Hi everyone, my name is Andy Pavia. I'm a program manager of the web platform team. As you can see, when I get close to the mirror, it says, it's seeing, "Hey, is it you?" So it's prompting me to get closer. When I get closer, it's saying it's not recognizing me, and this is because I don't have a profile. Now, to go a little bit deeper into how we're making this happen, all of this is open source. We have a GitHub repo on the Microsoft Edge repo. So you can look at the code, you can see all the technologies that are playing. As Kirill mentioned, the really cool thing about this demo is that The application is a hosted web application, meaning that it's all JavaScript, CSS, HTML. So if you're a web developer or you want to learn how to develop websites, this is a great opportunity. So let's do a deep dive into how exactly we made this happen. The whole project is open source. So over here, we have a slide with the architecture. As Kirill mentioned, the front end is all standard web technologies. So CSS, HTML, JavaScript, jQuery. The back end, it's Node, and it's hosted on Azure. We're using the back end to talk to our database, and also as an image proxy, so we can send images to Project Oxford. Project Oxford is a group of artificial intelligence services, and it's super cool. This is basically what allows us to send a picture and get a face using a Raspberry Pi 3. A Raspberry Pi 3 has great processing power, but obviously compared with some of the servers that we have up there, the servers are going to be way more performant. As I said, the project is open source. So if you feel like there's a functionality or a feature you want to add, you can easily go do it. Our repo is Microsoft Edge, Magic Mirror Demo. So you can go there, you can do a pull request, and we would love to see you contribute. From the web platform team, I want to thank you for watching this, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can do with this project.